You come to this place powerfully committed to work with those who see beyond our sight on the planet. To look out over our energy field at manifested forms that can have continued to entrap, diminish, bring harm, in order for them to be removed at their seed insertion point, at any activation point, at any expansion point. We are gathered to do that. We gather to do that in order for our energy fields, that which feeds us and embraces us, to be restored to its divine wholeness of all that will bring good for the entire web of life. And so go to that place which you have prepared, that sacred place of inner and galactic work. And settle into the sitting or lying, whatever position works best for you. Make sure you are feeling stable and safe and warm, and that you come to this work balanced and in good mind. This place in which we work is sacred ground of sovereignty. The vibrations within this field are reflective of our divine homes, of our original agenda of good. It is totally encircled as a cocoon with hazmat suit, that protective space. No contamination is allowed in, and any contamination that resides within us or the space is any contamination within our energy field as we gather is extracted and moved out. You may see it as a smudging fire. You may see it as a white light. Whatever form your space of this work is secured. So breathe and imagine that. Oh, so breathe and affirm and anchor that truth within your sacred space. And call to you that group or individual that you have asked to be with you as we do time travel. Invite them to be in the space, recognizing that you are the authority here and others respond to you. So invite that being or that group in the space with you. We always travel with the PTO groups, with the TAG Healing Collective. We are now included and being held by the Galactic Councils and their energy. So we affirm that you have called together this group in order to move to the most powerful place of elimination of a concept that has manifested as something in this world, in this present moment, that has drawn your attention. So name that manifested form. And then ask your team, are there those within this team who know the point of insertion or activation or expansion that is most important to be eliminated at this time? Wait until you are told yes. Yes, there is. Again, in your imagination, in that powerful place of unlimitedness, in that powerful place of all power, all love, all creativity, you're going to be moved with your group back in time to that moment. They know where it is and how to get you there. We're going to move back to the count of three. So in your imagination, just see or sense or feel yourself and group lift, becoming lighter, moving up beyond the body in this room. To the count of one. Feel the cohesiveness, the safety, the warmth and stability as you are breathed back in time, farther and farther back to the count of two. Moving farther, united, clear, loving, to the count of three. And then look down and see what you have on your feet and what you're wearing for clothing. Look around. You're the silent and the hidden observer. So notice where you are and who is having this discussion to insert a concept or activate or expand on a concept or an idea to further entrap. What is the concept? Listen to the conversation. What is the feeling that you get from this group? And as they make their plans, how are they going to do the insertion? How are they going to activate or expand the concept? It could be many ways. They may be coming in with trickery, to lie. They may be planning a violent insertion. They may be creating a plan for broadcasting systems. Notice their plan. Now, once you get a sense of their idea, the plan they have, the concept they're going to insert, what they hope to get from it, you see that all that energy building, and at that point you know, and you freeze frame the situation, you freeze it in time. It cannot go farther. And then you meet with your group And you know you have the authority in because you know you have the authority because of your physical body to speak the word. And you know this group has no authority on the planet, in the galactic worlds, nowhere. And so this entire configuration is, can be stopped, contained, and removed back into the hands of the Galactic Council. So once you've formulated how you want to do that with your group, then you activate the action of the, in, once you know what, how you are going to do that, you stop the freeze frame and you speak to this group who had planned to do an insertion. And you say, you have no authority here, nor authority in any part of our galaxies. That concept is eliminated. And the PTO group is here to move you into the hands of our move you into the hands of our galactic collective, moving you where it is you next need to be for your next place of good. We place you in the hands of the Galactic Council to be moved to your home of origin. Hold that space. See the actions that might be taken there. You have spoken your word, and now you watch your team follow through. When that action's complete, bring in the tag healers, the collective, to clear, restore this entire energy field. Those outsiders had been drawn to our field, a point in our field that was imbalanced. And that is now healed, transformed, and restored to its divine energy. So call for that to be done. As you sense the completion there, moved with your team back to your sacred place. And at this, and in this place, review, is there anything more you need from them? Is there anything more they need from you? Is there any feedback you have within the team? So be open for that review. When you feel ready, staying still, very quiet, taking leave for your team, just for the moment, they are always there. But as you turn to focus on the physical body, breathe yourself there into the bodysuit. They want to pick up your journal and record your experience. And thank you for the work you're doing.